This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. Today on the program, we're visiting with both Ronnie Tishner, who has a PhD in sociology, specializing in family studies from the University of Michigan, as well as Jenny Weaver, who received her degree from the Vanderbilt School of Nursing and is a board-certified family nurse practitioner with over 25 years of experience in family practice and mental health. Their new book is Healing Begins With Us, Breaking the Cycle of Trauma and Abuse and Rebuilding the Sibling Bond. And Ronnie and Jenny, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, we certainly appreciate you both taking a moment to be with us here today. So to kick things off, Ronnie, if you would, why did you feel called to write this book, Healing Begins With Us?
Well, there's a lot of work being done now around childhood trauma, a lot more awareness about childhood trauma, and certainly we have that in our own backgrounds. We also have this piece of having been trained in different ways in the impact that this trauma has on people as they move through their lives. But the thing that we saw that was missing from this conversation that really brought our attention, really called us to write this book, is that people tend not to pay attention to or overlook the fact that sibling relationships are usually terribly damaged in households like ours with addiction and abuse. And we were able to, against the odds, sort of come together and rebuild our relationship. And through that, actually dramatically accelerate our own individual healing process. And so we thought that was an important thing for people who are trying to heal from childhood trauma to know that that's possible and how to do it. And so that's what really called us to write this book at this moment in time.
And of course, we certainly do appreciate your efforts in doing so. Now, Jenny, also thanks for joining us here today. What do you mean, Jenny, when you use the term childhood trauma? Talk to us about that.
Well, there are adverse childhood experiences that impact children as they're growing up. And those adverse childhood experiences can be addiction in the home, physical abuse, sexual abuse, a parent dying or divorce of parents. So there can also be emotional neglect. So these are things that affect the development of children, and that trauma really, in a lot of ways, especially when you're growing up with abuse, you're pigeonholed into roles that you're expected to play. And that certainly was the case in our family. Ronnie was the hero. She was the identified winner of the family. She was expected to excel at everything, to kind of carry the banner of the family of look at this kid. You know, if anybody thinks that there's anything wrong with us, there's not, because this kid is so great. And then I was the scapegoat. And the scapegoat is in therapeutic terms is considered the identified patient of the family, the one that is that carries all of the family pain. And well, if everything would be just fine with our family if Jenny, the scapegoat, could just get her act together. She's just such a mess. And so when you are from you know, basically toddlerhood on, you're pigeonholed into these roles, it basically hijacks your identity. You are developing with these unspoken rules of the part that you have to play. And it definitely impacts children in an incredibly traumatic way. And it takes a lot of years of working at it to unravel and heal those levels of trauma from those roles that we are forced to play.
Well, we really do appreciate all the information and insight shared so far. This is really good information. Now, also, how can siblings help each other heal from childhood trauma? Give us some input on that.
Well, what worked for us was really reaching out and sharing memories. And this began actually, well, the one thing that we should also mention is in terms of common dynamics in households with trauma is denial. All these terrible things are happening and we pretend that they're not. We don't talk about them. You're told all the time, you're not really hurt. I never meant to hurt you. It's not so bad. Quit crying. Stop whining. And so it takes a lot for people sometimes even just to recognize that they experienced trauma in their childhood. We certainly didn't talk about it in those terms until we were well into adulthood. And when we married and started having children in our 20s, we were looking at our children saying, gee, we really want to be good moms. How can we, you know, how can we make sure we are the best parents we can be? And that made us think back to what happened to us in our childhood, what we wanted to repeat, not repeat. And we started to discover there were more things we didn't want to do than did want to do. And so what was really significant is that we had each other to validate the memories, because there's a lot of gaslighting that goes on in homes with trauma. And they'll say, well, that never happened. I didn't hurt you. I never intended to hurt you. And therefore, you were not hurt. And so because we had each other, we were able to say, no, you're not crazy. That really did happen. And it was exactly as bad as you remember, because it's painful to look back at things that parents did to you and realize that people who are supposed to love and care for and protect you actually really, really hurt you. And so it's easy to dismiss that and say, I must be misremembering. It couldn't have been that bad. And because we were sharing these stories, we were able to validate each other, as opposed to thinking, I'm crazy. There must be something wrong with me, because your other family members may continue to tell you that you're not remembering correctly. That never happened. And so that was the important piece that we recognized, is that the sibling can really help you move through that validation process and come out of that denial that you've been living in your entire life.
Today, we are visiting with both Ronnie Tishner and Jenny Weaver, co-authors of their new book, Healing Begins With Us, Breaking the Cycle of Trauma and Abuse and Rebuilding the Sibling Bond, here on eHealth Radio's Mental Health and Health News channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, another question for you, Jenny, if you would, what advice do you have for people trying to support someone who is healing from childhood trauma?
Yes, absolutely. The important thing is to help that person to feel supported. It's very difficult to disclose, even just to say, I grew up in a family with addiction, or I grew up in a family with abuse or molesting issues, because our society still puts so much shame on the victim. And that shame was never would never belong on the innocent child, of course. But we still feel it. And that's why it took Ronnie and I all these years, you know, we've talked about it for a while, to write this book, because we knew that it would mean coming out of hiding. Most survivors hide what happened to them because of the shame. And so it's imperative that people, if you have a friend, a family member, you know, any loved one that comes forward and says, this happened to me, it's so important to just be supportive of them. Because we've been told all our lives that we're lying, that what we have seen and felt with our own eyes and our own body didn't really happen. And that denial is so entrenched that it takes a monumental effort to come out of it. And so disclosing is very risky for a survivor. We see it all the time in the news, when people come forward that were abused, especially women, it seems. And so being supportive and hearing the person is very important. It's also important for people to unpack all of this with a counselor who is trained in abuse and addiction, because that is not a requirement. Counselors are not required to take training in abuse and addiction to be certified counselors, which is just hard for me to still wrap my brain around, because it is such a common problem in our society. And so finding a counselor who is well-trained is very important, so that you get the support that you need to unpack these memories. And it's really important to not expect someone, when they disclose to you, to say, well, tell me what happened to you. Because it does re-traumatize the person to relive past trauma. And so it's really best to do that, I believe, with a very well-trained counselor, and then, you know, talk about at times what you need for support from your loved ones and friends. So it takes a lot to unravel this.
I can't thank you enough personally for taking a moment to be with us here today, for sharing both of your insights here, and of course, going as far as writing a book about it. And certainly your efforts are tremendous here. As we do conclude, anything that you'd like people to take away from reading your story?
I think the main thing we like people to take away is that it is never too late to heal. So some people will live in denial for decades and then start to break through. And it is always possible to make your life better. Recovery is work. And as Jenny said, a trained therapist is definitely very important. But reaching out to support groups, to your siblings, right, to try to have that conversation, there's always a possibility of moving from the pain of trauma to the joy of getting your life back on track and living the life you were intended to live. It's never too late to do that.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm sure there are listeners that would like to connect with you and get more information on your book as well and more information on you both. Where's the best place online to get further information?
Our website is probably the best place because we have links to all kinds of information, including our book, including other articles and interviews we've done. So that would be www.ronnieandjenny.com, RonnieAndJenny.com.
And of course, we'll include that link within the show notes of this broadcast. Again, Ronnie and Jenny, thank you so much for taking a moment to be with us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you, Eric, for having us.
It was such a pleasure. We really appreciate being with you today.
And certainly was mine as well. We've been speaking with both Ronnie Tishner and Jenny Weaver, co-authors of their new book, Healing Begins With Us, Breaking the Cycle of Trauma and Abuse and Rebuilding the Sibling Bond. And for all the details, once again, visit ronnieandjenny.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.